Hi, Rant Nation.
Happy New Year. It's an amazing time of the year to write our goals, make awesome plans for the new year, and take on a lot of opportunities and a lot of, you know, goals out there. This has been amazing so far. Kat has been faithful. It's been back-to-back massive, like a hit back-to-back. So today I'm going to be starting up a new season of The Rant of a Nigerian Youth, heading into a new direction, uncharted waters. I'm going to be talking a lot more personal, a lot more detailed, a lot more analysis. And, you know, at the same time, I'm still going to be talking from my heart. It's still your host, Harry Jackson Tuichiri, and this is Rant of a Nigerian Youth. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. And if you all have an idea of an amazing episode, or you have somebody that would love to feature on the episode, you want to check us out on Instagram, Rant of Nigerian. And you can always send me a mail at harryjax@gmail.com. That's harryjax@gmail.com. And I will be responsive. I'm very responsive to emails. So this is just an introduction, and the episode is going to be happening shortly after this tiny little bitty break. Nice to have you around, and keep on listening. Hi, so welcome back. 2020 was an amazing year. I'd say it was a year of quickening. Quickening is the key word, because as of last year, I was a whole lot numb to a lot of things. Like, the narrative was shifting at every different direction. It was like with the losses that happened, just felt like it chipped at a part of me at every single interval, at every single moment, every single, so like a part of me was just chipped away with the loss. So it took a lot of, you know, rediscovering of self, in a sense that I realized that, you know, after the COVID hit and a lot of things happened, and we tried to, you know, adjust to the whole system and everything. And then losing my father, that was major hit. Like, all my ideals, all everything, every single thing I held dear, rather, every single precept, every single direction, every single thing that I believed in all my life, it felt like it came crashing in. Like, my wall, my building, that it caved in. The entire building called the ideology that I held life, like the whole, I mean, what's the word to use now? My perception of reality shifted. There was a massive shift, like a paradigm shift happened in my headspace. You know, it took me losing my father to realize that, literally everything is vanity. I mean, in the vainness and the vainness of things, that's the word to use. Everything is vanity. Vanity was the key word to use there. It took me about, I think, 3 months to readjust to the fact that reality is meant to be lived and experienced. I shot away everything. I became a ghost in my own reality. I became a ghost in my own life. You know, ghosting was easy for me because, I mean, it's like, shut everybody out. You don't have to explain anything. You don't have to deal with emotions. You just have to be. And be was the word. So I was be. Like, I just became a being in my own life. It felt like my memories was not me living my life. It felt like, you know, my life became autopilot. Like, at that point, like, I shut everything out and, you know, I just lived on autopilot. Wake up, do what I have to do, move what I have to do, respond to the chats that I'm supposed to respond to, and move on. I kept moving on, and that was it. It was crazy. Like, it was really crazy, but, you know, I just had to do what I had to do, and I shut out every other thing. So quickening is the sense that in the midst of all the crazies, in the midst of every single thing, in the midst of the ghosting, I still found me. And me wasn't labeled. It wasn't a label because of the brand I was wearing. It wasn't a label because of the phone I was using. It wasn't a label because of the kind of work I did. It became a label because of the who or that I am. And I found me in God. I found me in Christ at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, it became more of not my narrative, but the story that was meant to be told through me. My experiences became a foundation to build something amazing, something beautiful. So I want to say, I want to use this medium to say, shouting out to the ones that cared, shouting out to the ones that reached out, shouted out to the ones that called, the consistency in the love, in the warmth. It was amazing. You know, at that point, it felt like warmth was needed, because the more I woke up the daily, the colder I became. Like, it was that much that, you know, at times you just wish that every other thing could just fade away. There are days I wished I could just silence the noise. You know, there was a morning I woke up, and what I craved that day was just isolation, in the sense that I wanted to short out every other thing and just be in a space, like a mini vacuum called life and called me, and just, you know, shut every other thing out. But here I am, loving my life a lot more than I did, getting ready to experience a new dimension of things, a new shift. My reality changed, and, you know, it's been beautiful. I'd say it's been amazing, and I thank God for love. I thank God for consistency. I was telling someone, I think last week, I was like, one of the key aspects of God that I experienced last year was God the faithful. You know, his faithfulness was unquestionably amazing. Like, days and day in, day out, every single hour, every single minute of the day, every single second of the day, he showed me he was faithful. Man of Your Word was the song for the year 2020. God said, Harry, I am a man of my word, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. It was my anthem to the crazies, and it was crazy. I mean, I could see in the around me, the family, extended family, friends, and all, I could say the death toll was about more than 10 persons that died that, you know, we were connected to in a way. And it felt like I was just in the midst of, you know, that passage in Psalms 23. I go through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll fear no evil because he is with me. Literally, that was it for 2020. I went through the valley of the shadow of death. I almost lost my life myself. It was crazy. But God was consistent in his promises. He never, never forsake me. He was amazing. He was an amazing source of inspiration. And the law says we lost a lot of business contracts. We lost jobs. There was a lot of loss last year. And God just said, I'm still me. I never forsake you. And the love was amazing. So I want to say, I need this opportunity to say, if you're going through any heartache, any form of loss, any form of depression, any form of anxiety, any form of heartbreak, whatsoever it is, you can always trust God. He always comes through for you. I mean, I'm supposed to be ranting about the state of the economy and about the policies of CBN and GTV that has been annoying for the past 3 weeks. But I'm not going to be talking about all of that. I'm just here to tell you that God is faithful, that God is love. God is faithful. See, I don't know. I think if this is the only thing, or this is the only aspect of God that I get to experience all my life, it is going to be beautiful, because he is faithful. I'm serious. And that's all I am here to tell you about. So never forget that. Never forget that. Hold on to his promises. He always comes true for us. I guess that's all for today. Really. It's a pleasure to talk to you from my heart. It is a pleasure to share with you my experiences and tell you how amazing God is. Keep on coming back. Keep on listening. We're going to an amazing journey this year, and Rant Over Nigerian Youth is going places. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your consistency. And thank you for the love. I love each and every one of you. God bless you. And do enjoy the rest of your week. It is I, Harry. And I'm signing out. Mwah.